Hey everyone, welcome to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Johnny Mota. I'm co-hosting here with
Victoria Barella, and it is Infocom 2017 on the Trade Show Minute. We are here with our guest,
Bob Pennington.
Hey, and Bob.
Hi, welcome.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
And thank I'm you. Sorry, you're with which company?
I'm with IDK America. IDK is a Japanese manufacturer, and we've moved into the European market a couple of years ago, and now moving into the U.S. market.
Sweet. And if someone IDK doesn't know maybe about what IDK America is, can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Certainly. IDK is a 28-year-old Japanese manufacturer. We make switches, extension products, and we are also part of the SDVOE Alliance and working on a number of initiatives for video and audio over IP.
Very cool.
So is this not your first Infocom that is
no,
of the company?
No, not our first Infocom. We've also participated in some of the international Infocom events in other parts of the world as well. Infocom in the U.S., we've participated the last couple of years at the national level and also some of the regional shows as well.
That's great. How are you doing this year at Infocom? Is there anything like a favorite child in the booth that you want to show off this
year? Yeah, we have a number of new products. We're introducing, continuing on our presentation line, we have a number of initiatives to support the 4K resolutions. We also have a new switcher coming out that has a Dante interface, allows you to peel some audio channels off of Dante network and insert those into your HDMI stream, and vice versa. You can take an HDMI source and peel some audio channels off of that and put it back into Dante. So we're working on a number of standards in the audio and video industry, and as I mentioned before, the IP world. We've got a number of new interfaces on our product called IP Ninjar that allows you to do some unique management tools in that IP stream, supporting resolutions up to 4K, 444 at 60 hertz, which is currently the highest level of HD quality in that 4K domain.
I'm imagining a very cool ninja in a jar that you carry around and then deploy them as needed.
Exactly. So they can be deployed in multiple areas. We deploy ninjars in the education domain. We deploy ninjars in the corporate domain, the worship and church market. So ninjars can be deployed anywhere.
Now, is anyone doing what your company's doing?
Yeah, there are some other adopters in that alliance with the SDVOE. We think we've got a couple of different unique features in the software side on how we manage and control the network that gets deployed.
Very cool. Do you feel that your company does it best? You can be biased.
Yeah, of course we feel that we do.
We want strong opinions.
But why? That is the important question.
Yeah.
Why are you
different? Best, but why?
It's really the management side of things and our history in the scaling and domain of handling HDCP and HDMI handshaking. We've incorporated that into an IP product, and I think our history in that allows us to plant a flag in how dominant we are in that market.
Very cool. What's the website where we can go to learn more if you are here today?
Yep, if you can check us out online at www.idkav.com.
Are the W's needed? Do we really need those?
No, you.
I'm going to say we need them. Triple dub.
Oh, I say no.
Oh.
Maybe.
Fight.
I mean, it's a worldwide web. We're a worldwide company, so we like the www.
I lost this fight.
Okay. Well, what about social networking? Do you have any of that?
Sure. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Check us out. IDK America, IDKAV.com.
Very cool.
Nice.
One more thing. Let's see. Do you have one thing that you're very proud about at IDK America? What's new? What are you showing at the show?
Well, once again, the switchers with the Dante interface.
Yes.
The IP network, we have a new 4-port input and output box for the IP Ninjar product.
Cool. What's the booth number?
Booth 5074.
5074.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay. If it's not 5074, come by and ask for IDK America and demand
look for Ninjars. IDK.
Ninjar. Are they on display as well?
They are.
Yes.
We got to go see some Ninjars.
We do. Can you tell us maybe also some of the struggles either with products that you have and then you've overcome them, like something that maybe the client might have and then you said, hey, we're going to fix this and we fixed this. Any updates on any of your products?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of AV gets deployed. Customers have a hard time with making products work out of the box. And mm-hmm. I think we've solved that problem with a number of our interface devices. So an IDK product out of the box will always make a signal. Now you can go in and optimize and tweak that signal to make it better for your application or your resolution. But the out of the box experience for our products, I think we've solved that
problem. It's pretty solid.
We can make it work.
Perfect. I'm happy to hear that. Out-of-the-box products are a little hard. Even though it's supposed to be easy, it isn't. And
that's
it just
right.
doesn't work out and it needs to be custom programmed or
that's
custom
right.
something. So, good, good. Johnny, what is in your head right now?
I want to know what's next for IDK America.
IDK America, we're going to continue to innovate. And once again, I think the IP domain and IP deployment is really the future of AV networking. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a long period of hybridization where a lot of baseband applications will be utilized and integrated. And I think our future is really tying that existing equipment into that new domain. So that's mm-hmm. that's our future and our roadmap.
Cool. Can't wait to learn more. And one more time, that's what, idkamerica.com?
IDKAV.com.
IDKAV.com.
Perfect. What are you looking
forward to
InfoComm 2017 yourself, in your booth and maybe outside?
Sure, we're always looking at future advancements in resolutions, looking at what is happening in the display market. Mm-hmm. Of course, we tie into a lot of those end devices and displays. Also looking at what's coming down on standards in a number of different areas, both audio, video, and IP. So we look for trends and try to support those type of trends and standardization in the product lines.
Any standards that threw you a curveball and you guys were like, this is kind of hard, but we're going to make it work?
Well, I mean, I think the 4K resolution, there's really not a de facto standard out there. There's a number mm-hmm. of different flavors of 4K. So what we've tried to do is support the highest resolution that's currently available mm-hmm. and scale everything up to those type of standards until a standard body comes out that's followed by everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Are you guys hiring?
Not currently. We're working on expanding our sales rep organization and mm-hmm. added a couple of new partners in the Southwest and also the Florida region. So we're continuing to work on distributing our products through a sales rep model.
So is it purely through distribution or do you have a direct-to-dealer model as well?
Right now we sell direct to dealers.
Okay, but could possibly open up to distribution, just depends.
At some point, we'll examine that as the market trends continue to evolve and the business grows here in the States.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy the company and hopefully your experience at InfoComm 2017. Yeah,
I think it's an exciting time for the AV industry. I've been in it a number of years. It's an industry that keeps reinventing itself, and we're on the next cusp here as the IP seems to proliferate throughout the market. So I think it's an exciting time for anybody in the industry.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Bob, for joining us on our show, The Trade Show Minute.
Yeah,
it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Really quickly, I know that you guys aren't hiring, but if you're listening out there and you are wanting to get a job in the AV industry, you don't know where to start, I'm just going to recommend my friends over at TierPM, your AV IT staffing partner. If you head over to TierPM.com, that's TierPM.com, you can learn more, talk to my friends Mark, Marika, and Lee. TierPM.com.
If you'd like to see more of the coverage of InfoComm 2017, go to ravepubs.com/InfoComm2017. And if you want to hear this and pass it on to your friends, it's ratepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Catch us on the social networks, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. It's @ratepubs. Find me on Twitter @BorellaVictoria_. Johnny, where can we find you?
@JMoto3, unless it's Snapchat, because some other JMoto3 is out there impostering me. It's @AVInsider. You can find us there. Of course, ravepubs.com for everything AV.